A Grand Forks man who assaulted a high school principal will not receive a criminal record, so long as he abides by the conditional discharge he was granted. Matthew Joseph Thompson pleaded guilty to one count of assault for attacking Grand Forks Secondary School Principal Tom Eccleston on May 1. Thompson, who was representing himself, stood before Judge Craig Seacott for the July 29 sitting of Circuit Court in Grand Forks and entered his guilty plea, explaining he and the Crown had been in discussions over a resolution. He was offered a conditional sentence, which means he won't have a permanent criminal record, but will have certain conditions he will have to follow, including 2 years of probation, no contact with Eccleston, and work with a probation officer for any counseling or treatment required during probation. He is also banned from the school property, except for pre-scheduled school events involving his other two children going to the school. A victim surcharge fee was also waived, as Thompson explained to the court he was not working and his wife was the main financial supporter of the family. Judge Seacott explained that for the court to accept this, Thompson would have to admit to all the elements of the case, which included that on May 1, just after 2 p.m., Thompson went to the high school to speak to Principal Eccleston over his son being suspended over an undisclosed incident. During a direct talk, Thompson grabbed Eccleston by his shirt collar and threw him against a wall. There were no injuries or weapons involved, the details read, but as per emergency procedures, the school was locked down and police called. Thompson was arrested and taken off school property. Judge Seacott also explained due to the victim being the principal of the high school, he had to consider longer terms for the discharge. He also cautioned Thompson that if he failed to follow the directions of the discharge, he could face real charges and a permanent record. When asked if he had anything to say, Thompson assured the court he would abide by the conditions, adding the only time he would see the officers of the court again would be outside the walls of the building.